I'm Bethany Conway. Welcome to Courage to Live in Your Trueness podcast, where we talk about the real and raw process of staying true to who we are in everyday life. Learning to find joy, hope, and peace in the midst of it all. Hi, friends. Thanks for joining me for today's podcast. Today, I want to share with you a quote that I heard earlier this week when I was driving early in the morning to work. It was on the Dave Ramsey show at about like 6:30 in the morning. Might have even been earlier than that. But he was sharing a quote from Simon Sinek. And Simon Sinek says this: "A team is not a group of people that work together. A team is a group of people that trust each other." Let me read that one more time. A team is not a group of people that work together. A team is a group of people that trust each other. And that quote really resonated with me because I work in a really large group of people. And most of my life, all the jobs that I've ever been a part of and the companies that I've ever worked for, I've always been a part of teams, groups of people, and trust has always played a very important factor into the success of the teams that I've been a part of. The teams that I've been a part of where trust was thriving and real and demonstrated, those teams that I was with were very successful. The connections were real. We could have taken on the world and all of its challenges and and no matter how hard or how difficult, we would have figured out a way to master together because we trusted each other. Then I've also been a part of teams that trust is not prevalent, and it might have been there for a while, but then it became broken. And when trust began to disintegrate and break down, it created this place that didn't feel safe. It didn't feel real or authentic. It didn't feel like you brought value or that maybe you were even taken advantage of for your skills and talents instead of necessarily who you were as a person. And the two differences, a team that operates in trust and a team that doesn't have trust, are so completely different in the feelings and how they are successful in reaching and achieving their goals. And I just wanted to take a little bit of time in today's conversation to kind of outline, what does trust look like? For me, what did it look like in the workplace, and what has it looked like in the workplace? And I'm sure that there are things that, as I list out, you may probably even think of more that I haven't even outlined. But as we start to talk about these, you can also think in the opposite. Like if you're not in a team where trust is thriving and there's trust between you and your coworkers, you can just completely think in the opposite of what some of these statements are. But today I really wanted to focus on, what does a healthy team, a team that's operating trust, really look like? So these are my thoughts and my opinions, right or wrong, but it's my podcast, so you get to hear what I think today. And I'd love to hear from you as well. What are the things that you have found with your teams that you work with that have built trust? So here we go. I have carrying your weight of responsibilities, meaning you do your job. What you're responsible for, you do it. Privacy and confidentiality, that whatever's shared with the team stays with the team. That means if I share something in confidence with you and my team, that it's not going to get spread across the whole entire organization. Knowing you did your job allows me to do my job. So that piece where, if we're all working together, I trust that the piece that you play and the role that you play in our team, you're doing what you're supposed to, and therefore it allows me to do what I need to do. I think about with my daughters. Two of my daughters are responsible for the dishwasher. One person unloads and one person loads. However, if the person who is supposed to unload the dishwasher of all the clean dishes, if they don't do their job, my other daughter can't do her job where she's supposed to take all the dirty dishes out of the sink and load the dishwasher so it can be ran again. So it takes this working together, this everybody doing their piece so that we can function well as a team. Good and clear communication. Clear expectations of what is needed and required. Again, when you're in a team, trust is built by not assuming that everybody understands the rules or understands the goal or understands the process. It is so important, and how we build trust is, or we make sure that everybody understands the expectations and the outcomes and the goal that we're after. Everybody understands the processes, the steps that need to be done in order for us to achieve the various goals that we are set out to do as a team. A safe place to fail and make mistakes. And the mistakes and the failures won't be held against me or make me feel under shame. So again, we're creating that safe place that it's okay for you to fail. It's okay for you to mess up. But what do? We learn and we grow from those opportunities, right? And those mistakes aren't going to be held against me. So at the next time I have to do that same task, somebody isn't going to under their breath. Well, hopefully they don't do it like they did last time. Yeah, don't do it like you did last time, Sally. Holy moly. Sassy Sally. None of that sarcasm is necessary. Again, that's that shame piece. So that's not okay. So in a healthy team, it's okay to fail. And we're not going to hold it against you or dangle it in front of your face anytime you go to attempt to do that next challenge. These trust teams have a solid work-life balance. Meaning, okay, maybe there really isn't a perfect work-life balance, but it means that I respect your time that you need to get home at the end of the day to be with your family. That I respect your time, that your time is valuable and so is my time. And I want to make sure that you're getting your lunches, that you're able to take your breaks, that you are able to go to the restroom, that you have what you need so that you're able to do your job well. Figuring out that work-life balance and supporting each other in that. Because I know even in my own team, there are people that enjoy working 50 to 55 hours a week just because they want to do that. And bless their heart, whether that's their own piece that they have to process through, but they may want to stay 50 to 55 hours because they have the capabilities to do that. Yet we're salaried for 40. And for me personally, I have a very busy household, 4 young children, and all these moving parts. So for me, doing 50 to 55 hours a week, that's a lot. Sure, I have the flexibility and we have the flexibility to ebb and flow from week to week. But having that work-life balance for me and my role is super important because I need to make sure that if my family is not healthy and I can't be present for my family, it's going to be even harder for me to be present at work. And if I'm able to have that work-life balance, my work team is going to get the best of me because I have that balance and boundary in my life. And then same with my family. They're going to get the best of me because I have that boundary in my life that I'm not going to be bringing my work home with me or staying beyond the time that I need to be at work. So everybody's getting the best of who I am and who you are when we stay in that place of healthy work-life balance. And it ties right into this next one. You respect my time and see it as just as valuable as yours. So it's that mutual respect as a team that we have for each other's time. And knowing that you have work to do and I have work to do. So if we have a meeting or you have a meeting or other tasks that need to be done, we understand that we just can't distract each other from our day-to-day work. But when we're meeting together, we're talking together, we're being mindful that our time is valuable. And we trust each other to know that So we don't take meetings on for 3 hours when it was allocated for an hour. We don't take and go beyond the time frame that was given or we initially set up without asking for permission. Is it okay if we go a little longer? Because that gives people the freedom to say, you know what, I actually have some tasks that I need to get done. Respecting each other's time like that is so valuable. And to me, when people ask me that, it makes me trust them even more because they understand that my work is just as valuable as theirs. Another point, have fun together. Yay! Laugh, joke, find those moments to build relationship. Grab lunch together. Go on a retreat together. Go on an outing together. Find those moments where you can just have fun even outside of the mindset of work. And even if you're in the workplace, but just even having those 10-minute, 15-minute, 30-minute getaways that you can laugh and joke and just connect on a personal level can totally increase the trust level and the connections within your team. Know about each other's life. What's important? Knowing what's important to your team members, their family, the names of their children, their dogs, their cats, their hobbies, the highs and the lows, what struggles they're facing, what challenges they're facing, how's the health of their grandparents or their mom or their dad or their siblings. Knowing all of those pieces and getting to know your team builds trust. And the things that matter to them, and then you're able to ask about them when you see each other at work, that builds trust and shows that you care about each other more than just as a person who's showing up, filling a seat to do the work. You actually care, right? You genuinely care. Being honest with each other. If something's not working, if a process isn't working, and somebody asks you, so I put together this project, I put together this process, what do you think? And you don't want to hurt their feelings, so you lie. Well, that's not being honest, because if we're going to trust each other and grow as a team, we have to be willing to share the truth so that we can continue to move forward in achieving our goals, so that we continue to grow and stretch and hone in our skills and hone in the things that we're learning so that we get better, right? Honesty is super important. Did you do your work yesterday? Yes or no? Like, did you get your job done? Did you get that email sent that I asked you to do? Did you follow up with so-and-so? Being honest about it. If you got busy and caught up in work and you didn't get to that email or that ask from somebody, tell the truth. Because it's easier for me to trust you if you tell me the truth that I didn't get to it, but I'm going to do it right now. That builds trust. Don't blame others for misses or mistakes, but take responsibility. That's a big one, friends. When you're in a team that will blame each other when something doesn't get done or a mistake happens or something in the process gets broken, and instead of taking responsibility, if you were the person that should have fixed it or you were the person that was creating or owning the project, if you drop the ball, if you forget to email, if you don't finish the deadline, if you don't get your job done, don't blame anybody else. Even if they're not in your team, don't blame another department. Don't blame another group. Take responsibility for the places that you can that you are responsible for taking action. Take ownership of the places where you drop the ball, because I tell you, that builds trust. If you're willing to put yourself out there, be vulnerable, even in your own weaknesses and mistakes, because that tells me that I can trust you if you're willing to be honest with me. Again, trust and honesty, truthfulness and honesty go hand in hand. Taking responsibility, don't blame. Give kudos and credit to those who did and do the job and do the work. Don't try to take credit for something somebody else did. Oh my gosh. If they did the job, if they did the dirty work, and give them the credit. Okay, so maybe you gave some feedback, maybe you gave some observations, but if they did the darn work, give them the flipping credit for the work they did. Oh my goodness. How amazing is that? If we are able to build each other up and to preach, so to speak, about how awesome they did and how great your team is, and give the kudos and the encouragement, when somebody did a job well done, that builds trust, my friends. Support and help and allow help when needed with the work. It is so important as a team to be able to support each other and ask for help. I don't know how it works in our minds, but when I am able to ask for help and I hear others ask for help, somehow it magically creates this connection where it's almost like you're sharing a vulnerability that you can't do it all, that you are not Superman, but you are human and that you need help. And then it allows other people to come in and say, I have time, I have resources, I have skills. Let me help take some of this work off your plate. Let me help support you. What do you need? But if we have teams that we can't ask each other for help and we're all siloed doing our own thing and I've got this, I'm Susie Awesome and this is, I carry it all. I carry all the weight of this work and I'm the only one who can do it and I'm the best and I'm perfect. By all means, all that's going to do is build walls. And if we're able to help each other and support each other and be able to ask for help, it builds these connections where we are stronger together than we are apart. And that ability to ask for help builds a trust level between team members. Another dot point. Success is measured by what we accomplish together. That's the cool part about a team, is that if we call ourselves a team and trust is evident and flowing and it's so apparent in the operation of our team, the success is measured by what we accomplish together. So what we achieve together, what you achieve in the team, your success is my success. It's our success because we're, as a team, achieving our goals together. And that's what we're after. Excellence is what we're after, not perfection. Excellence is a totally different mindset than perfectionism, because excellence means I'm bringing the best of who I am, the best of my skills, the best of my capabilities to the table to get the task done, to achieve the goal. If I'm after perfectionism, that means I'm operating out of this place that I am tied, that worthiness is tied to my actions. So if I fail, if I mess up, if I screw up, if it's not absolutely perfect, I'm operating out of stress and anxiety, and it is going to destroy me if I don't hit that mark. And the perfectionism blocks your ability to think clearly. It blocks your ability to think creatively and innovatively, because perfectionism is, if I fail, it's a total reflection on me personally, on who I am, and not a reflection on, okay, so maybe there's opportunity to learn and maybe there's opportunity to grow. But trust in a team is one that focuses on excellence. We all bring the best of who we are to achieve the goal. And in that process, if we make a mistake, if we fail, if we fall short, we learn and we grow, we pick up the pieces, and we do it again and take on the challenge again and supersede and succeed and go beyond the measure that we set because we learned, we grew, and we excelled. Creativity thrives in teams that are built on trust. Innovation thrives in groups of people that trust lives in. Problems don't destroy teams. Problems lead to solutions in teams that are built on trust. Teams that are built on trust, they learn and they grow together. They challenge each other to become better. It's a judgment-free zone. It's a gossip-free zone. It's a backstabber-free zone. A slander-free zone. A sarcasm-free zone. That means I'm not going to talk bad about my boss when my boss isn't in the room. That means I'm not going to talk bad about my team members in front of another group of people if they're not in the room. That means I'm going to believe the best about each one of my team members. I'm going to believe the best about my boss. I'm going to believe the best about our team. I'm going to listen. A team that's built on trust listens with the intent to understand and learn and grow. They offer feedback to each other and are willing to have some difficult, crucial conversations because they come from a place with a heart to grow and stay connected. They are willing to take action for positive change. And they understand that in their role, they cannot do it alone. A team is a group of people that trust each other. A team is a group of people that when trust thrives, there's nothing that they can't accomplish together. Whether your team is made up of 2 or 2,000, when trust thrives, whatever you set out to achieve, you can do it. So, as we've talked about this trust, how do we take these tools and these ideas and how do we start to implement them in our work, in our groups at church, in our groups at school, in our classrooms, because it's a group of people. A team is a group of people. And all of these things that I share today are things that if we're willing to model and show up doing these actions and these behaviors, we can begin to make a paradigm shift within our teams. We can begin to change the atmosphere. We can begin to shift and alter the dynamics by modeling these behaviors and these actions. That means that if trust isn't there yet, it takes time, friends. Trust isn't just here today and gone tomorrow. Trust is earned little by little, by little actions and little behaviors over time that add up. And before you know it, you look at your team and you say, we trust each other. But you didn't just magically arrive into trust. It took time. It took honest, open conversations. It took people showing up and doing the work. It took people doing what they're supposed to do. It took creating that safe environment for failures. It took being creative together, problem solving together, working together, caring about each other together. And you can begin that process by modeling those qualities and those characteristics. You can begin by being consistent in your attitude and behavior, that you're not flying off the handle one day in anger because something made you upset. But even in a difficult situation or a challenging moment, you can choose to have yourself pulled together in a professional manner and process through that so that you're consistent in your own behaviors. You're consistent in your own actions. You're modeling what it means to be trustworthy even as one of the team members. And as you model that and set that bar and that standard, others are going to see that and be drawn into that. And if they're not drawn into that, maybe it's a conversation for them to join another team. Bless your heart, honey. I think it's time for you to move on. I have no clue why I just went into that southern draw, but we do. We want teams that are trustworthy and that operate in trust. And sometimes it is having those difficult conversations where maybe we need to move somebody out of the team of trust and into another team. For the sake and the health of a team to grow and to achieve the goals, you have to have the right people at the right place at the right time. So today, my friends, with all of that talk about teams and trust and what it looks like, what good looks like, what it should feel like, what is my challenge to you today? I would say, be the change you want to see. Ha! If you want to see trust come at a deeper level in your team, if you want to see your team grow in trust, it starts with you. Be the change that you want to see and that you want to see grow within your group. My friends, we have the power to bring the difference. We have the power to grow together and connect together, but it has to start with us. And you, my friend, can do it. We're in this together. We're a team. So today, let me just read that quote one more time. A team is not a group of people that work together. A team is a group of people that trust each other. So today, my friends, I just want to say thank you for listening. And until next time, have an absolutely wonderful day.